So this is something about separation from the devotees, from the spiritual master, and from the Lord, from the devotees. Prabhupada describes in Krishna book about the importance and potency of remembering Krishna and separation. To acquire this strong feeling of separation is a teaching of Lord Chaitanya's direct disciplic succession of Goswamis. When we are not in a physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with him like the gopis through feelings of separation. Krishna's transcendental form, his qualities, pastimes, and entourage are all identical with him. So whether you're seeing Krishna's form eye to eye or whether you're remembering his pastimes, it's all absolute. So remembering his pastimes, you're also seeing him as you as you absorb yourself in the description of Krishna's form as he's walking and how the author describes Krishna's appearance and activities. Then you're thinking of Krishna's form, so it's the same as seeing him. There are 9 different kinds of devotional service. Devotional service to Krishna and feelings of separation elevates, it's called viraha bhava, elevates the devotee to the highest perfectional level, to the levels of gopis. Those who are in the disciplic succession of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should always feel separation from Krishna, worship his transcendental form, and discuss his transcendental teachings, pastimes, qualities, and entourage, means all his associates. That will enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is perfection of Krishna consciousness. So by remembering the wonderful words that Krishna spoke to him, Arjuna was able to remember the Lord and associate with the Lord directly. And thus he was reinstated in his natural transcendental position. So he felt some duality after separation from the Lord when the Lord left this world. So he's free from the bindings of material nature and the entanglement of birth and death. Actually, when you think about it, no separation can truly exist between Krishna and us. For we are tiny jiva souls, his parts and parcels, eternally connected to Krishna as his servants. Disconnection from Krishna is impossible. Yet, by Maya's influence, we are deluded into accepting the duality of a separated existence. This delusion results in our experiencing endless varieties of miseries. Srila Prabhupada's purport, the Bhagavatam 1.15.31, further directs how Arjuna, and we also, can remove illusion by always remaining with Krishna. As soon as Arjuna remembered the instructions that he received from Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he could realize that Krishna was still present before him by his instructions, by his form, pastimes, qualities, and everything else related to the Lord. He could realize that Krishna is his friend, was still present before him in his transcendental presence, in his different non-dual energies. By attainment of absolute knowledge, one can be in association with the Lord constantly, even in this present life, simply by hearing, chanting, thinking of, and worshipping Krishna. One can see Krishna, one can feel Krishna's presence, even in this present life, simply by understanding the Advaita Gyan, Lord, or the Absolute Lord, through the process of bhakti, which begins with Shravanam. The Lord can be present with us at any time if we want him to be, because he's omnipresent. He can always be with us if we are attached to his service by hearing, chanting, and remembering. There is nothing in the world with which Krishna is disconnected. The only thing we must learn is to excavate or uncover the source of connection and thus be linked with Krishna by offenseless service. We can be connected with Krishna by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord, Hare Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. And one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize that the Lord is present directly before him. Even by the vibration of radio sound, we can partially realize sound relativity. And by resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. The offenseless chanter of Krishna's name is as auspicious as the Lord himself. And the movement of the pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can change the troublesome face of the world. So, this is the example here. We can connect with the Lord at any time, simply by our wish, simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Very simple. Hare Krishna. Krishna is there, right before us. And of course, there's also separation from the spiritual master. So when Uddhava was meeting with Vidura in Delhi, which often, sometimes they say, that was that meeting between Vidura and Uddhava took place in Gurugam. And Uddhava went almost mad with grief and separation from the Lord. Prabhupada explains that a pure devotee of the Lord, of the standard of Uddhava, constantly associates with the Lord in the double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. Execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of a pure devotee. Uddhava's separation from Krishna was unbearable, and therefore he started to Bhadrikashram in obedience to the Lord's order to meet with Maitreya.